So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shema Yisayim Shleishim Yom. When Bezdin arranges for the sale of property belonging to orphans in order to pay off their father's debts, they announce their appraisal and the impending sale for 30 days in order to obtain the best possible price. Shema Hekdesh Shishim Yom. And when they sell a property belonging to Hekdesh, they announce it for 60 days. The Gemara cites a brayso that brings several differing opinions. Shema Yisayim Shleishim Yom, Shema Hekdesh Shishim Yom, Divrei Meir. Orphan's property is announced for 30 days, and property of Hekdesh is announced for 60 days. Orphan's property is announced for 60 days, and property of Hekdesh is announced for 90 days. And the third opinion, both are announced for 60 days. The Gemara brings a ruling from Rav Chisda. Orphan's property is announced for 60 days. And even Rav Meir agrees, because it depends. We either announce it for 30 consecutive days, or every Monday and Thursday over a span of 60 days. Even though in the 60 days it will only be announced for a total of 18 days, since it's drawn out over a longer period of 60 days, people hear of it. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Omer saw the plainly b'samaneu v'mitzareha kachi yofa v'kachi shuma kaloroitz alikach yofa v'yikach. They announced the field, identified by certain features and boundaries, and its yield and appraised price. And Almanas leaped Leisha b'ksubasu l'bal chayt b'chayvay. They include in the announcement that the money is being raised to pay the father's wife's ksuba or to pay off a creditor because deika denichle b'bal chayv demekel bezuzi deika denichle b'isha deshakla al yad al yad. They add this information because there are buyers who prefer to deal with a creditor who usually accepts less desirable currency. There are buyers who prefer to deal with a widow who is usually amenable to being paid in installments. The Gemara discusses when Bezdin will sell orphans' property and cites several opinions. We only sell orphans' property if they're paying interest on the loan. We sell orphans' property if they're paying interest on the loan or if they're supporting their father's widow until she receives her ksuba. Meremer also sold orphans' property to pay the ksuba of their father's divorced wife, even though they're not supporting her, because Anand Rabbi Yechonim Shumachin Masnila. Meremer understood that the reason Rabbi Yechonim would sell their property to pay off a ksuba was not because of their support, but rather to reassure women who were hesitant to marry that they would easily collect their ksuba. Therefore, this applies to a divorcee as well. The Gemara challenges Rav Asi from our Mishnah. Shema Yisayim Shleishim Yayim. Our Mishnah ruled that Bezdin announces the sale of an orphan's property for 30 days. Now, Rabbi Yechonin Mukila B'Ksuba Sisha. Rabbi Yechonin can interpret the Mishnah as referring to a property that's being sold to pay Ksuba. And Tevas Ksubas B'Bezdin V'Ein L'Mazaynis. Since she demanded her Ksuba, they no longer support her. And so we wait for 30 days. However, the Rav Asi Kasha, according to Rav Asi, who says we only collect from orphans if they're paying interest, if the Mishnah is referring to a Bal Chayv Oivik Achav Mit Zayis, a non-Jewish creditor would not agree to wait and not collect interest for the 30 days of Achraza, and we would need to sell it right away. Rather, the Mishnah is referring to a Bal Chayv Yisrael, a Jewish creditor, and we're certainly not allowing him to collect interest, therefore we can afford to wait 30 days. And so we see in this Kakin, we collect from the orphans even when they're not paying interest. The Gemara answers, we are discussing a non-Jewish creditor who agreed to be subject to Jewish law. Nevertheless, Ribis Shakal Shekibul of Lazu, Belekibul of Lazu. He does charge interest because he did not agree to conform to this aspect of Jewish law. The Gemara cites a fourth opinion. Amr of Nachman. Mireshulayv Mizdekekna Lenichse Yasmi. At first, I would not collect any debts from orphans. However, Kibin the Shaman, Lahadra of Hunachavin Mishmei the Rab, Yasmi the Achli delighted who lays Lubasu Shavkayu, Kanva Elch Mizdekekna. Once I heard it said in the name of Rab that orphans who benefit from an estate that is not rightfully theirs deserve to follow their father to the grave, I began to collect old debts from orphans as well. The Gemara cites several opinions why initially Rav Nachman would not collect from orphans. Amar Papa, Prius Balchayv Mitzvah, V'yas Melav B'nei Be'evid Mitzvah Ninu. Rav Papa holds, Shibud Elav De'Raisa. There's no lien on the property unless specified. It's merely a mitzvah for the debtor or his heirs to pay off his debts, and minors are not yet obligated in this mitzvah. Rav Hun B'rid B'Yeshua Amar, Amitzrori Atvase. Rav B'rid Yeshua holds, Shibud De'Raisa. There's an automatic lien on the property. However, we're concerned that the father possibly paid the creditor in cash before he died and did not have the opportunity to take back the shtar. Rava Amin Mishum Shaver. We're concerned that the father possibly repaid the loan and accepted a receipt, but the orphans do not know where the receipt is. The Gemara explains, Ike Benayu B'Shechayiv Maida. These opinions disagree in the case where the father admitted before his death that the debt was unpaid. According to Rav Papa, the minors are still not obligated. But according to Rav Huna Rava, we would collect from them since we know that the loan was not repaid. Alternately, Shamtu Umes Beshamte. Chacham placed a ban on the father for not repaying the loan, and he died without having the ban lifted. According to Rav Papa, the minors are not obligated. But according to Rav Huna V'Rava, we would collect from them, since we assume that if the loan was repaid, he would have made sure to have the ban lifted. The Gemara cites two different rulings. Rava says, Ein niskaken l'nichsi yisayim, v'im amatinu niskaken. We do not collect from orphans' property unless the father said before his death to pay it, because then we know he certainly owes the money. Now, sadazu umanazu niskaken, v'im amid napetrapas. If the father specified to repay a certain property, we do so, and we do not appoint anyone to administrate the estate, because we know exactly what to do. However, sadistam umanistam niskaken umamid napetrapas. If he did not specify which property to repay, we collect from the orphans, but we appoint someone to administrate the estate to ensure that the orphans are left with the better properties. However, nehardai say, bekulu niskaken umamid napetrapas. In all cases, whether he specified a certain property or not, we collect from the orphans and we appoint an administrator. But in the case where the claimant has proof that the field rightfully belongs to him, we do not bother appointing an administrator because we have no reason to doubt the veracity of the witnesses. The Gemara gives a final psak. We do not collect from orphans, as Rava ruled. However, if we do collect, such as if the father admitted that the loan was not repaid, we always appoint an administrator, as Nardai ruled. Mishnah concludes, Machriz Mabayko Be'erev. These announcements are made twice daily, and the Gemara explains, V'shasay tzaz poylem, deka denicha lemizvin, amalula poylem, izilu sairi la nali. They announce it in the morning when workers go out to the field so that anyone interested in buying can instruct his workers to go inspect the property. And b'shas hachnasas poylem, denitkir da'amalhu nezel nishalinu. They announce it in the evening when the workers return so that he should remember to ask the workers for their report.